This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Available for independent thinking? Good. If you are, you've come to the right place. We're here to cause problems and to fix them. That's the DJV experience. Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air. You can follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen. And Facebook.com/DJV show. We seem to have religion on our minds, or maybe it's me today in part. There are a lot of times there's a subtle theme. That's not one word that gets used too often with me.
Subtle?
Yes, not too often does that get used.
Like a heart attack with you.
All right, calm down, Jennifer. It's okay. It's just that the idea of thinking things through, and I think I've been more successful. I actually was just thinking this, how on the air we talk and think things through because we all are open to different ideas. It may be that we don't agree necessarily, but in your own personal life, how do you do? I was just thinking about in my personal life. I don't do as well, at least I haven't done as well in talking things through in my personal life as I do in this circumstance, for whatever the reason. Isn't it funny that there can be millions of people listening to us have a conversation, and we don't have any fear, really? I've said some really outrageous things over the years on this program and in other circumstances as well. Yeah, I mean, sometimes a radio station here or there would cancel the program because of something I've said, or somebody will call, or they'll send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, by the way, and they'll take me apart. But I stand up for what it is that I believe. But it's hard. Not that I don't stand up for what I believe in my own personal circumstances, but sometimes it's just hard to have the conversation one-on-one. Have you ever noticed that? How much am I the only one who thinks it's easier for us to have, even though we're not intimate friends, but we know each other well. Victoria, I don't know you as well as I know Jennifer, and Kara, I don't know you as well, but I know you well enough to know what my comfort zone is with you, and when I don't want to go someplace because I don't want to disturb our relationship. And I think that happens in personal relationships more, because we don't want to disturb that which we think we have, but by the very nature of us being disturbed or concerned, we obviously don't have what we think we have. Is that confusing, or does that make sense?
No, I'm kind of the opposite. I get what you're saying, and I think that might be a gender thing, that a lot of men...
Really?
Yeah, I think, because I found that even Lewis last night, I could tell there was something on his mind, and I just kind of, you know, probed a little bit, and then eventually he talked about it and felt a lot better. But I think that's more typical of women kind of pulling stuff out of men, and men, he wouldn't have brought it up because he probably just, I don't know, men just don't really communicate as verbally as women do.
I don't think I'm like that. I think I'm just the opposite. Most men are uncomfortable with me because I am as verbal as I am.
Yeah, women, I think I can read you. I mean, you may not come out and say it, but like when there's something going on, you can pretty much tell.
You can with me because you know me well. Yeah, right. And so,
I mean, I can tell when you're in a surly mood.
Is that so?
Yeah. Who can't? I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. I don't think I'm there too often, though.
Do you
think
I'm? Well, yeah. Just behind the scenes, though, Jennifer's known you for so long that when we sense that there's something up with you, she's always the one to pull it out of you, and then you'll talk. But you don't. I don't know that you offer it up that much. You respond well, but you don't really initiate.
I would, in the personal sense, I am more the initiator than I am
Like in your relationship, you're the initiator, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think. But it still is, there's an uncomfortableness or there's a distance that gets set up even when you're really close to somebody. So what I'm, where I'm going with this is to encourage all of you, no matter whether you're male or female, young or old, whatever the issue is that has got a bee in your bonnet or stuck in your craw, always much better to somehow get it out so that you can discuss it. What it is in what happens today is that it's difficult to trust our own feelings sometimes or to have somebody else trust your feelings, because trust is the biggest problem usually with people, whether it's a couple or whether it's the business relationship that you have with the boss or whatever, the politicians you trust as politician or that politician. It is something you can stumble and fall on it and then try to recreate or fix things. And oftentimes it needs a third party. And that's what people stay away from for whatever the reason. I would urge you whenever it is, for example, that's why they have HR departments in most medium to big-sized businesses, because if there's something going on, if there's a valued employee and he or she's not working well with his immediate supervisor. I know this. I have a kid who's a friend of mine who works for me on the farm, who works for the railroad, and he has real problems with his boss. And so but the kid's not doing what he is supposed to. He's not working to his potential because he and his boss are at it all the time. And that's foolish. Get a third person in there to straighten it out. And that usually happens or can happen with someone who's a sensitive listener and then comes up with ideas. Sorry, why don't you look at it this way? Or let's see if we can fix it that way. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to think you could have a one-on-one conversation with somebody that you cared about and be able to fix stuff, but you can't always do that. I'm thinking about all of this conversation, the negative thinking, how negative thinking can be changed into positive thinking much more easily than we think. Perhaps that's the lesson. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I could see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. It is Lung Cancer Awareness Week. And because of that, the need to raise awareness of the problems that people have because of what happens when you get lung disease. Some people refer to it as COPD, but I think cancer is something in and of itself that's important for us to understand because it's the number one killer of women, lung cancer is. So we'll get to a sobering a bit of information and stats and perhaps a what can you do about it in just a matter of moments here.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
All right, 15 past the hour. DJV experience. Papatya Tankut is the Vice President of Pharmacy Affairs for CVS and CVS Health. You may remember a couple of years ago, we talked about this actually quite a lot because it was sort of groundbreaking. CVS became the first national retail pharmacy chain to stop selling tobacco products. It sort of was oxymoronic. You'd think everybody would look at it that way. And so now as the American Lung Association and their Lung Force Initiative move forward, makes sense to talk during National Women's Lung Health Week, which is this week, about the stats and, more importantly, how to change them. Ms. Tankard, welcome. I guess that's, if I give them the background, the correct background as to lung cancer and how it affects women.
Good morning. I guess you have, and thank you for having me. And you're absolutely right. It's an alarming fact that, you know, lung cancer is one of the leading cancers of death for both men and women. And this is a great week for us to kind of highlight the awareness of, you know, more than less than 2% of the women really have lung cancer on their radar screen. And as you mentioned, CVS Health is proud to have eliminated the risk of tobacco from our stores 3 years ago and partnering and being a national presenting sponsor with American Lung Association for their Lung Force Initiative is something we feel very proud of, which really helps to unite and bring together women to raise awareness around this this killer of women and men.
Every 8 minutes, a woman dies because she's had lung cancer. Most often it's caused by smoking, but I can remember Christopher Reeves' wife died of lung cancer, and she'd never smoked. So are there the diagnosis? Is the emphasis here on what not to do with your life habitually, or how about health care and having checkups and that sort of thing? Do the two go hand in hand?
So you're absolutely right. You know, there is no lung cancer can be caused by many things. We're not necessarily sure exactly what causes it, but we do know that smoking, secondhand smoke, radon, air pollution, those things can be leading risk factors for it. So what we want to do today is to raise awareness around lung cancer, and through the Lung Force campaign, CVS Pharmacies are participating in trying to raise critical funds that will further improve research, prevention, and awareness to really help people understand how they can help prevent this disease. So between now through May 27th, you can go into any CVS pharmacy and donate as little as $1, $3 or more that will go towards Lung Force and these critical funds. And part of that is really around not smoking. Again, we know it's not the only risk factor for lung cancer, but it's definitely a contributing risk factor against it. So working with, you know, being able to stop smoking, get counseling around smoking, and using nicotine replacement therapies are ways in which we can help this too.
So those are the sort of resources that are available. Are there others? If you want to quit smoking, what's the most available and most successful way to do that?
It is. So what we found is that when you have counseling for quit smoking counseling along with nicotine replacement therapy, that doubles your chances of stop smoking. And each year there'll be about 70% of the people who want to stop smoking, 40% of them will try this year alone. And though we've seen really the rates of smoking decrease, there are still 36.5 million people in the U.S. that are smoking.
You know what really is troublesome? The number of young women that you see, high school age and college age, who smoke because they think it's cool or a way to stay thin, and the ignorance that surrounds that is disturbing for me anyway. I don't know if that comes into the discussion or not.
It does. And again, this week is quite the week to be able to highlight that. It is a very scary thought. And as I mentioned, though the numbers of smokers are decreasing, there are still a lot of people out there smoking. So the American Lung Association has partnered with CVS Health. And you can actually we're offering a $5 off coupon off any nicotine replacement therapy patches, 14 counts or greater. And then also the American Lung Association has a 30% off discount on Freedom for Smoking Plus, which is an online quit smoking program. Those, again, coupled together will hopefully help people quit smoking once and for all.
So you go to the CVS website for that?
You can actually visit more at lung.org/CVS, and you can find more information around how to make our communities tobacco-free and to be able to receive more discounts and more information around quit smoking.
All right, so it's lung.org/CVS. Very important information. Thank you, Papatya Tankert from CBS with some food for thought. Very important. Very important. Very important. Let's leave it at that. 21 after the hour.
Being Self-Reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so you're wondering, some of you out loud, what in the world are we listening to Boy George for? This was the number one song in the state in 1983. It's called I'll Tumble For Ya, and it sounds just like every other culture club tune. Yes, we all agree with that?
Yeah, Jennifer, Victoria, very Carrots. Culture club-ish.
Yeah, right, sounds just like it. For some reason, Boy George was declared a gender bender on this date, and I... I'm
for
not
some
sure.
reason.
Yeah. Okay, is that a question?
But,
maybe it was the feathers. Who knows?
But it's that phrase. I'd never heard it before. He's a gender bender. Is that something that's used a lot these days to describe someone who is not necessarily close to his
sexual orientation? I don't know if that's politically correct anymore to say
what, gender bender.
Yeah. I
really?
Think Jen's right. Yep.
Why would
know,
it not be politically correct? What is there about it that seems...
Because we're all crazy now.
I just don't think it's a term I ever heard that much. I mean, in high school, when we would have spirit days, we actually had a gender bender day where you would dress like someone of the opposite sex. But I just don't... Yeah, I don't hear it that much.
Yeah. Is it offensive, though? Or is it, I don't see what's offensive about it.
Well, I think the reason that it's not used anymore is because sort of the confines of gender have been brought into question lately.
By the
LGBTQ. Yeah, like what defines gender and all that stuff. So then bending it, it's sort of like, well, what are you bending? You know what I mean? I think that's kind of why it's
How
not really
How can you bend something that doesn't exist?
It's like the Matrix. Like, there is no spoon.
Don't tell her that. Okay, all right.
We've become so nutty.
Oh, I know. That's it. From my perspective, if you don't have a private part, then you aren't what... you either have it or you don't have it, and that determines what you are.
What if you have both, like
Victoria says? Right, yeah, there's a whole different set of rules now. But I will tell you whether it says anything. It doesn't say anything about my sexuality, but it says something about me and my love of pop music. I think that Boy George is fabulous. I think the stuff, even though it all sounds relatively the same, there's something that just feels good. If you listen to any of the pop
about
songs...
As good as those feather boa you were wearing
last
night.
Whatever it is. Yeah. I told you about my meeting with him that night in England. He's a character. But the songs that he sings touch a fun place for me. It's probably...
I bet they do.
Yeah.
As soon as I said that, I thought, well, maybe not.
It's a small place, but it touches...
Oh! Oh! Ooh.
Oh, don't
How would you
me.
Know that, Jeff? All right, next up, Lady Antebellum and Kelsey Ballerini, Brett Young. There's a new tour. They're going out on the road at the end of this month. That's interesting. They have a horn section.
Oh, I've been wanting a place on the road.
A horn section.
It's for me and my family.
Kelsey Ballerini and Brett Young, tell us about them, Jen Jen, will you please?
Kelsey Ballerini is a new up-and-coming, new artist getting a lot of accolades. And Brett Young is Brett Young.
All right.
And also so, new up-and-coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... but they're becoming seasoned performers, according to Lady Antebellum, or
yeah.
People who speak.
Kelsey Ballerini, I mean, lots of Grammy. She got a Grammy nomination, I think, and definitely lots of country award nominations.
So Hillary Scott is the lead singer of Lady Antebellum.
Well, it's a trio.
Kelly.
Right. It's Charles Kelly, who is Josh Kelly's brother, who is married to Katherine Heigl.
Okay.
And then there is, oh gosh, what's the other guy's name? He's he plays
Dave,
the like
I have
Dave,
to do
yeah.
Dave Haywood.
Haywood, that sounds right. And he's the one that does a lot of the. He sings a little less. He sings some, but he is definitely more of the musician of the group. He's
really?
Always playing piano.
They're
guitar.
Going all over the place though. 65 cities in 6 countries.
They're really good at concerts.
Going to South Africa.
And they just came back from a break because they had taken a break and done their own solo thing for about a year, and now they're back on the road together.
Good for them. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Reading your pet's body language. Every animal has his own natural and instinctive behavior. The way he holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears. All are part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods and feelings about ourselves by the way we sit with arms crossed or loose, stand straight or leaning on one hip, tilt our head while listening to a conversation. The same is true for our animal posture and movement. It's no accident that your dog always makes eye contact with you when he wants to go out, or that your cat rolls over and acts playful after a meal, or yawns and stretches before getting up from a nap. If you learn to translate your pet's language into terms you can understand, you'll have a far better relationship and become a much better pet therapist. One of the first things I recommend to any of my clients is spend time watching your pets. The more you watch them, the more you'll understand what their body language is all about. Remember, pets communicate more with their body than their voice. I'm Warren Eckstein.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your author.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME 66 to 321-321.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour on the DJ V Experience for Tuesday. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Let me introduce you to Jennifer Horn. If you've never met Jennifer Horn, if you knew Jenny like I know Jenny, oh boy. Oh, what a gal. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who's the V in DJ V, who comes to us with great experience in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Here she is channeling love through the universe. Welcome to all of you. And now let's get into the important commie news of the day.
I feel like that was aimed at me.
No, well.
You know they're outlawing communism in government in California?
Well, that's where I was going, actually.
That's hilarious.
Being
that
a communist,
I can start
no
taking
longer,
over the position. Uh-huh.
You can no longer be fired, though, for being a commie in California government. The bill was passed yesterday. They narrowly approved a bill to repeal part of a law enacted during the Red Scare of the 40s, when the fear that communists were trying to infiltrate and overthrow the government was rampant. Remember the McCarthy hearings in the early 50s? And there were a lot of actors
better dead than red, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Better dead than red.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, if I understand this, employees could still be fired for being members of communist organizations or any group that wants to overthrow the government. Is that right?
I think that's how it goes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you can't, I think you said you can't be a communist, but you can be under this.
Right, no, I think you can be. I think there's like some sort of protection for communists or so. Let me help you out. Let's pull up this story.
Oh, my God. Bill,
here we go.
Well, what I'm looking at, the bill is blatantly offensive to all Californians, said one of the assemblymen represents...
This is great. Here we go. Being a communist would no longer be a fireable offense for California government employees under a bill passed Monday by the state assembly. Lawmakers narrowly approved the bill to repeal part of the law enacted during the Red Scare of the 40s and 50s when fear that communists were trying to infiltrate and overthrow the government was rampant. Okay, but I'm giving you the scoop because it seems confusing.
Yes.
It would eliminate part of the law that allows public employees to be fired for being a member of the Communist Party, which is great news because a lot of the state of California now is a communist. These lawmakers are pretty commie.
Ah, pretty commie.
There we go. Yeah.
There you go. So it's okay to be a commie in California. There's got to be a song there somewhere. It's okay to be a commie in California. Now, let's go to the commies in China. How many people know what Falun Gong is? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Is Falun? Some sort of an appetizer?
It's different, right?
No, they're the Christians in California who protest the communist government. And they have been killed. They have been banned. They have been punished. But now, because things are becoming more liberal in China, it seems their cult activities, as described by the government news agency, are okay. Cult organizations were all but destroyed under communism, and that's not 40s, 50s, 60s, actually even in the 70s and 80s when they started to embrace capitalism. What happened with these people, the practitioners were swindled out of a lot of their money, the government was persecuting them formally. When anybody that belonged to this movement was raped or murdered, the government wouldn't investigate. They just ignore it, that kind of stuff. But apparently that has changed somewhat because there are more and more Christians. Remember, the Chinese are trying to emulate the Western world. You can say what you will about China and its history. For whatever the reason, they think Western culture is it. So they're trying to be more like the West, and it includes taking on Western religions, which is anathema to communism, as you know. So, but they've given up because they realize as they lose, and this is something that may take another 30 or 40 years, but little by little by little by little. I mean, you compare China today to what it was like when Mao was running things, when they came in 48 and changed the culture of the entire country. And communism was the law. You had to live it. You had to breathe it. You had to smell it. You had to think it. And now everybody's driving a Buick and they're putting on American makeup and buying whatever they can that is connected to the West. And that includes Western religion. So they can't much do. I thought you would know that because this was famous back in the 90s. They were doing the commies. They were shooting them on the street. They were just whatever they could do, they were doing it to get rid of these people. And it's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. So as a harbinger of this, there are a lot of Coach bags that are being sold over in China. And I noticed that Coach is buying Kate Spade. You and Jennifer are going to have to take over here. I don't know anything about Kate Spade. Wow. I don't know anything about...
You've never heard of Kate Spade?
No, I've heard of Coach. Matter of fact, I bought a friend of mine a Coach bag once a long time ago.
And I want to say thank you for that. That was really sweet.
You're welcome. All right, so anyway, what are we? Why is this important?
Well, it's just, it's, I mean, in the, you know, in the world of handbags, this is a big deal because Kate Spade has been around for a really long time, and they've always had their own, she always had her own kind of spin on patterns and cuts and designs and things like that, and she has stores now that sell dresses as well as some other accessories. And I don't. This is sort of surprising that for $2.4 billion, there that she's going to be selling to Coach. So, but
I wonder why is that surprising? $2.4 billion? Hello, I'll take a
because
retirement.
Because it makes
thanks.
You wonder: is Coach going to gobble up the brand and still make Kate Spade, or is Coach just going to dump Kate Spade to the side? Do we know?
Are they
we don't
real
know.
Solid
I think
competitors?
Yes, and I think they're going to keep. I think they're going to keep the Kate Spade brand because that's a moneymaker. But you know, it's interesting. It's once again, it's another brand that's falling victim to online shopping.
May I ask a silly question? This is something when General Motors really started putting things together. General Motors cars all looked the same. A Chevy looked like a Buick looked like a Pontiac, Pontiac looked like an Oldsmobile. So. And they all had the same engines. The chassis was pretty much all the cars were the same. So is that what happens in a circumstance like this? Coach bags and Kate Spade bags become the same, and they just have a different label. And
the bag is a bag, but Coach bags are pretty distinct looking, I think.
And I would say that Kate Spade is too. That they have very different looking designs and patterns. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting because Kate Spade herself was. So, I mean, when she started the brand, it was like in her house, like a lot of, you know, designers do. And her eye for picking certain patterns and then the linings that kind of contrasted them, there's a lot of, like, whimsy with her designs. I don't know that Coach will be able to keep up to that level, so it'll be interesting to see where the brand goes. I always kind of find that, like you were saying, Doug, with cars, you know, when one big brand absorbs another, it really dilutes the new the absorbed
brand.
Sorry,
that's what I'm saying.
Think.
This brand is worthless now. Or will be soon.
I don't think it's going to be worth as much. Yeah. I have an original Kate Spade, actually, that I'm my first one when I was like a freshman in high school. It was a gift, so I'm going to hang on to it now because
it'll be worth something.
Yeah. I have an original Sam Spade.
I don't know what that is.
Is that a spade for your garden?
No, it's there's a detective named Sam Spade, and there's one of the books about him and his exploits, but there's a character. Obviously a fictional character named Sam Spade. Just testing one's knowledge of...
We failed miserably, is what you're going to say.
Yeah. There's an A.
But actually, speaking of men, I wonder if Jack Spade, that's her ex-husband's line that she started, I wonder if Jack Spade is also going to be absorbed by Coach.
Does Coach
because that's actually become
men?
That's become a very popular men's brand.
Coach?
No, Jack Spade.
But there's nothing at Coach for men, is there?
Yeah.
There
wallets,
is?
I think.
Wallets. They'd be smart to take over Jack Spade because there's some really cool stuff that guys really like, messenger bags and things like that.
But I like them?
I don't know what you... I don't know. What do you wear when you're on the tractor?
A hat and a coat. It's cold.
Yeah.
I have nice belts, but my wallets are strictly... My wallets are strictly and completely the work of my children. My children have bought me every new wallet I've had since they were old enough to buy. I think the very first present Megan ever gave me was a wallet, and I kept it until it still is on the mantle, actually. It's old and worn out. I've had three wallets that I've used over the past, Megan's now 43, so for the past 40 years, I've had three wallets, and they've gotten them all for me. Is that funny how that, and I don't even know what the brand is. I couldn't tell you what the brand is in my wallet. But I know that they lasted pretty well because I'm fairly hard on stuff like that. But I don't have jewelry. I don't wear stuff that's fancy like that. I just don't. Nothing doesn't do anything for me. I think that my looks speak for themselves and I don't need anything more to emulate. How's that?
There you go. What's that old saying? Put a bumper sticker on a
Ferrari. There we go. Wow.
That's right.
All right. Let's take care of the lady of the house now that we've taken care of. But, it's Mother's Day, so I'm going to have you keep these thoughts in mind, though, for Father's Day, which comes next month. This month and this week, in fact, Mother's Day, this weekend, so important to show how you feel, how you love your mom. So I'm going to give you two ideas. All right? And they are not conflicting. As a matter of fact, the smart and discerning among you will do both of these things. All right? Number one, go to berries.com, use the code DJV, and order Sherry's Berries, $19.99 plus shipping. An extra dozen go to your mom for today only. When you order berries for Mom's Day, for an extra $5, you get double the berries. 24 of these juicy babies that are dipped in all kinds of different chocolate with all kinds of different adornments, nuts, chocolate chips, the swirl, all of that. For extra $5, you get 24. $19.99 for the first dozen, $5 for the second dozen. But do it today, because this deal is up tonight. The only way to get these berries starting at $19.99 is to go to berries, berries.com, and use the code DJV. So when you click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, use the code DJV to double your berries for Mom for this Mother's Day. That's berries.com. The code is DJV. And that's also the same code that you can use when you go to parachute.com/DJV. This is another great Mother's Day idea. It really is. And as I say, why not get your mom both of these things? We're not talking about a lot of money here. You know, so you spend $25-$30 for strawberries with a dip, and then you spend another. What is a set? Go to Victoria. What is a set of? I don't know because the ones we have, they sent to us so we could actually feel the goodness. I've not bought anything on parachutehome.com. I know a lot of people in my family have, and a lot of my friends have. And it's funny because I tend to talk about the stuff, the advertisers that support this program. I just kind of tend to talk about them sometimes with my sister or friends of mine. And so in this circumstance, this becomes, and this is word of mouth stuff that is healthy. So I'm just suggesting that for your mom, you get her a set of sheets. I mean, I don't even know. I probably shouldn't even admit this either. I don't remember the last time I actually bought a set of sheets for myself. The sheets that I've had around here, although I have a king size bed, so I just got that last year. So I'm trying to remember when I bought the set of sheets. We went over to Macy's, I think, and bought them there. Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't remember. I remember going into Bed Bath and Beyond, looking at Meredith, and when I looked at the bill, it was like $1,000 or $1,800 or stuff for what we bought there in a couple of carts. And I looked at her and said, what in the name of God? What do we spend $1,800 on? And I know it wasn't all sheets, but I think the sheets were fairly expensive.
Well, so, I mean, good sheets are expensive, you know, yeah. And they're... Yeah. They don't have to be, you know, we learned through Parachute Home that once you get into a certain thread count, probably in the 400s range, then anything above that, yeah, it's kind of just a marketing ploy. So it makes more sense, invest in really good quality sheets that you can wash over and over and over, and they're just going to get softer each time you do, which is exactly what Parachute Home does. So every time I throw my sheets in the wash, they just come out even better.
All right. So this is a perfect thing, though. Would you get this for your mom, Victoria?
Absolutely. I already did,
yeah.
Actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jen, for your mother as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And Kara. So, all right. Take the word from the wise ladies. The three you've heard of the three wise men. We have three wise broads who tell you to go take care of your mom by visiting parachutehome.com/DJV, okay? Parachutehome.com/DJV. With things, great things for Mother's Day. Here we are at 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, we have several good doctors, including Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's with us now to overview an important medical story. As a matter of fact, the focus here is the latest report on cholesterol. So those of you, no matter what your age, who are watching your cholesterol because your doctor says the numbers are too high, Jack has some startling information for you right after this.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a practicing Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, is here with us to discuss this latest report on cholesterol. A lot of people are concerned about their cholesterol numbers. I certainly have had that. You've told me any number of times, don't worry about it. So let's talk about what has come of this latest report.
Well, it's in the British medical journal called Open, and it's found no link between what is known as bad cholesterol and death as a result of heart disease in individuals over 60. In fact, this study has underscored what many other studies have shown. The older you get, the higher your cholesterol needs to be.
What does that mean numbers-wise? We are all told that 200 is supposed to be the acceptable number, and there's the LDL,
oh, now they want
the bad stuff, and the HDL is the good stuff. And
oh, it's just nonsense. Absolute nonsense, and the studies are proving it.
All right. So I have a lower number. My high-density lipo-whatsus is 40-something, and my LDL is 140-something. So my total cholesterol is under 200. But I don't have enough, supposedly, according to traditional doctors, of the good stuff. And so what, so maybe the better question here is, what do we do if we believe what you're telling us, and why wouldn't we? How do we get our cholesterol up? I mean, my stepmother is 91 years old. Her cholesterol has been 300 and something, and she's been worried about it forever, and she's still pushing around.
Yeah, she's still pushing around. That's what the studies have shown. The older you get, the more cholesterol you need because your brain is half cholesterol. It's half fat.
Right.
Actually, the dry weight of the brain is a little more than half fat. There are over 50 hormones in the body that are involved with various functions, but most of them deal with human-to-human relationships that are cholesterol-based.
So the $64 question is, how do we get the right cholesterol? So if we want to have whatever, you haven't given us a target number, but whatever the target number is,
how do
we get there and still be healthy? Because a lot of the cholesterol that we have comes from bad fats.
Well,
right?
Most of the cholesterol is made by your liver. Your liver produces almost all the cholesterol you need, depending on dietary intake. The less dietary intake of cholesterol, the more your liver makes. The more dietary intake, the less your liver makes, because cholesterol is absolutely essential
for life. Yeah, but is good fat and bad fat? We all now understand.
Well,
that.
good fats are the fats that don't break down at high temperatures, and that's
what we need in order to get our cholesterol number up.
You need to have a very serious talk with your cardiologist about the continued use of statins, because statins force the liver not to do its normal process.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And then the next thing.
Ken Kronhaus.
It's in their own literature. And then, things like canola and soybean and these, you've got to avoid these things like the plague.
Stay away from all vegetable oil except olive oil. But have plenty of it so you get your number up. That's what I think you're saying. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.